I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Afghanistan, the Taliban's first annual budget foresees a $501 million deficit. Meanwhile, a steady stream of human rights violations continues. As everything around them falls apart, Afghans want to know the one true God. Shauna says Afghan callers keep the lines busy at Heart for Iran's call center. Some don't know exactly what they're looking for, but they know where to find it.
I had a call from Juma. Juma, he's not a believer. He said, I know I'm in the dark. Our path is not right path. Please help me to understand, to know Jesus, to know Bible. I want to, you help me, sister. You help me to find the truth.
Find more ways to help in the full report at missionnews.org.
People are searching for the real God to hear them, understand them, their situation. People are still searching for truth.
And the Haitian gang that kidnapped several Christian missionaries last year took at least 17 more hostages from a tourist bus. The attack took place outside Port-au-Prince and involved 8 Turkish nationals. Fighting between gangs has severely disrupted daily life in Haiti, says Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach.
It has caused some issues with traveling from one place to the other, especially in Port-au-Prince, but even going out to some outlying areas in Port-au-Prince. One of the seminaries had to move their location because the gangs were fighting. They were on each side of the seminary, so fighting across the seminary, and so they needed a move.
CWO has operated in Haiti since 1978. They work with 8 churches, as well as providing health care for women and children. Please pray for peace in Port-au-Prince. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org.